Now, it's time for the Varsity Radio Show. Here's your host, Seth Henniger.
Welcome back. It feels like it's been forever, but we're back with the Varsity Radio Show.
We are back. We're back.
On 88.5 JFM. It is Brindley Mountain Line Week. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, this is great.
Colton Hall and Carly Westbrook. They will be in the house.
Yeah, son.
We get to talk to FCA in a few minutes.
Of course.
But how do you get the varsity started?
You know how.
Meme of the week!
Meme of the week.
Memes of the week.
I don't even know how to... You go ahead and explain that.
I said this one a few weeks ago. You held on to this one for me?
Mm-hmm. Steven did.
Steven, I feel so appreciated.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steven.
I'm here for you, man.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
This is, of course, Beauty and the Beast, and... I can't remember Belle's dad's name.
I'm just glad Belle fell
Maurice,
in the castle.
That's right. Crazy old Maurice,
yeah,
huh?
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maurice. And the meme is, if Belle never found the castle, and the Beast, instead of dancing with the lovely Belle, he's dancing with Maurice.
The crazy Maurice. The crazy
Crazy old Maurice.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Next up, and this is hilarious. This is so the South. I don't know if y'all are starting to see more bugs.
Yeah.
But North, if the mosquitoes in the South are so bad, why don't you just buy bug spray?
Mosquitoes.
There's a picture of bug spray.
Yep.
With a mosquito drinking from the off.
Yeah.
Is this not true, Steven?
It is.
And this cracked me up. There's this. I don't even know how to describe this kid. He looks a little nerdy.
Yeah.
But he's got all these girls behind him. It says, when you flex a little memorized scripture on the ladies, and they're all like excited to take his picture.
All the ladies love it when you flex a memorized scripture on them.
Or if you can like stack the most chairs in your youth group, are elite.
You are a legend.
You are elite.
Legend.
This is hilarious. And this is so true.
Yeah.
We need to talk to Carly about this.
Yeah.
Girl friendships.
I'm
the
so
girl
ugly.
Says, I'm ugly.
Stop it. You are so pretty.
And then the guy friendships. And this is so true. The only good thing about you is Christ. Also, you're fat. And the friend says, amen.
Amen.
Wow. And this relate. This I feel this one sometimes.
Yeah. This is me too.
Christ. I am the good shepherd, and my love for even the dumbest sheep is infinite. Me.
Yeah.
A sheep with a bucket on its head.
Who took my picture? Right? Who took my picture?
How dare you get so accurate about my life? Okay, and I don't know if you've ever been brave enough. I remember in the fifth grade, I asked a girl out that I had a crush on for a solid year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got myself built up to this point, and I'm so excited, and I asked her, and the worst thing she can say is no, and then the train hits the bus and says, ooh.
Ew.
Wow.
Ew.
I felt that in the fifth grade.
Yeah, I mean, did that not... That was... Yeah.
That hurts on such a deep level. Steven, you ever had one of those moments?
Mm. Not Steven.
I mean, not Steven.
Not Steven.
Steven never got rejected.
Actually, I haven't.
Yeah, there it
is. I really have it.
Look at that. Because you put the stud in Bible study, son.
Hey,
that's what happened.
Hey, whenever I go to Lowe's and I go down that aisle.
Here we go, stud
all
finder.
All I hear is beeping.
Ah, he said it.
The stud finder.
He said it.
He said it.
That's right.
That's great.
Calling your wife,
but you know, in the moment, looking back, you miss every shot you don't take. And at least I took the shot.
At least you took the shot. You shot the shot.
I mean, I was humiliated.
Getting ready to shoot your shot, son.
But, bro. You know, I ended up with a girlfriend after that. It was good.
Yeah.
It all worked out.
It all worked out.
Is that all our memes?
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
We're so glad that you're here. We're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be back with FCA Moment of the Week.
The FCA Moment of the Week.
I am so excited to be with a good friend of mine. I hang out with him a whole lot more now.
Yeah.
His name. Wearing one of the coolest FCA shirts I think I've ever seen. Carter Duncan!
Whoa!
What's up, Carter? We love Carter.
Man, I love being on here. I love y'all.
Carter Duncan. Legend.
The man.
Legend.
The man, the myth.
He's wearing a shirt that says undefeated.
The undefeated legend.
Because he is undefeated in so many ways.
Yes, absolutely.
If you've been hanging around FCA a while, you might recognize this shirt. This is a bit of a throwback today. We're bringing out the old stuff, you know, getting
Love
ready for
it.
A new up. So
love it. Love it.
Yeah, looks good.
So Carter, and I know y'all are setting up. You are in the Von Braun Civic Center right now, it looks like.
Yeah. Yes. We are in the Von Braun Center. We got downtown.
The river.
Woo-woo. We have an event here tonight, so if you wanted to come tonight, too late. Everyone's already signed up. You can still try to
too bad.
You're out.
You're done.
However, if you just got a hankering to come to an FCA event at the Von Braun Center, I don't know if y'all have ever heard of a guy named Tim Tebow.
Come on.
Who? Tim, who is this Tim Tebow?
I
want
to go to that.
Yeah.
The T-Man himself. He's going to be in the arena in August. We have PLT party.
All right,
August,
let's go.
Speaker that night. And we got some big news. I found out yesterday, so y'all are like just now figuring out. What? I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. I'm going to say it anyway. We have got permission and approval that is going to be a free event if you want to come and hear Tim.
What?
In the arena.
Free event.
Friends, bring your youth group, bring your church group, bring your whole congregation. It's a free event. It's going to be an awesome time. And just to put that in comparison, I'm a proud Bulldog Samford alumni. Samford hosted Tim Tebow a couple months ago, and the rates were $25, $30 a ticket.
What?
And it's going to be complete. Come to PLT in August and see Tim Tebow that night.
That's
awesome. That's cool. Yeah.
Put it on your calendar in August. It is going to be awesome.
Wow. Is that going to be in the big arena? Probably.
That's in the big arena.
Come on.
Boom.
Yeah.
That is some exciting news. Man.
It's big. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of exciting news. I will say this for if people with kids that are ages 7 to 13 thinking about coming to sports camp this summer, you need to move on it. We already have one camp completely full, waiting list only.
Man.
So if you're trying to wait to the last minute to get your kids to sports camp, don't sign up today. Now, sign up so that you don't get put on the waiting list and got to wonder if your kid's going to have the best times ever. Just assure it. Make sure it happens. Make sure the kids have the best time ever. It is right around the corner. We got them in four different cities. So Huntsville, Madison, Pullman, and Marshall County, and Albertville. So if you have a kid and your kid loves sports and you love Jesus and you want your kid to hear about Jesus and be taught how to play sports better.
Absolutely.
And just have, it's going to be awesome. It's sports camp.
It's a win-win situation.
There's no losses. There's not a loss.
No
L's. That's how I feel every time I talk to Carter Duncan.
Yeah,
I
no
feel
L's.
Like there's no L's.
Hey, there's
no
L's.
L's.
Undefeated.
You're undefeated, Carter.
FCA summer camp is undefeated. Make sure to be there.
Boom.
Be
what? I love it. And this year's theme, greater.
Greater.
Because Carter's greater.
We become, God becomes greater. Come on now.
I love it. Great. I love it.
So what are the odds that we're going to see Tim Tebow get in the Huntsville Havoc uniform and play some hockey?
You know what? I did not think of any of those odds, but now that you've brought it to my attention.
He's going to make it happen.
We're going to get a plan in motion.
I know. I know that it's a free event, but I would pay to see that one.
There it is.
You put some money on that. I bet.
He's already done baseball and football.
Yeah,
so that's some ESPN news
Oh, yeah, we'll make national news.
That's not even a stretch, you know?
Yeah.
He's
ripped enough. He can do it. You're in shape.
Yeah, he is.
When you're in shape like that, you can just do anything.
You know, I don't know if you ever look at anybody, you're like, God, I see what you did for him.
Yeah, I want you.
Will you do that for me?
Yeah, do that for me.
That's what I think when I look at Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
God help me. Hey, Carter, I'm so glad that you joined us.
You're the man, Carter.
Thank you for making our day.
Oh, yeah.
And we're glad we could give you a break from the hard day you've had. So
that I am not carrying boxes for like 10 minutes, and so that is the greatest gift.
Well, Carter, thank you for everything. We love you, man.
See you, bud.
All right. Love you all, too. Come to camp. It's going to be awesome.
See you later.
Dude. See you, man.
The Clutch Moment.
And I want to tell you today, we're going to talk about multiplication.
Oh, I
know you struggled with math.
Everything. But yes, math.
I struggle with math.
Who doesn't?
But we're going to talk about multiplying.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you today that that God did not just create you to exist, but he called us all to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And I have believed, even from a young age, that God could use me. And I honestly believe that, Jordan.
Yeah.
I really do.
Of course.
And I believe that God desires to work in and through teenagers and everybody listening right now to multiply himself and not just to add, but to multiply himself on this planet. And 1 Corinthians 3:8 through 9 says, the one who plants, this is Paul, and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field, you are God's building. In other words, God has called us all to give and to go, and the importance of both is the same.
Yeah.
And I just had the opportunity to go to Ecuador in the last week. And I was literally with the missionary, Stephen. I want y'all to hear this story. And we were driving on a mountain, and I looked over the side, and there was a city of 100,000 people. And the missionary leaned over to me, and he said, that's beautiful, isn't it? I was like, yeah. He said, you know, you want to know the sad thing? I said, no, what? He said, none of them know Jesus.
Wow.
None of them know Jesus. As they're walking by our cars, as they're walking... And I just want to say that there is a world that is desperate for Jesus. We don't see in America because there's a church on every corner, but there's a bigger world out there at home and abroad that still's never heard about the name of Jesus and who he is. And
absolutely.
I want to talk about points of multiplication. And the first thing I want to say is we serve a God who does not just add, he multiplies.
Yeah.
In our human minds, God operates in a 1+1 ratio, right?
Yeah.
But in truth, God never does anything in addition, but only in multiplication, right? Yeah. And we've heard the scripture, God does things pressed down, shaken together, running over, right?
Yeah.
So, Jordan, how do you believe God has or will work in multiplication, not just addition in your life?
Well, I mean, it comes down to... Well, he's working right now in my life because I am a youth pastor and I have several students, and I've been trying to tell them, like, hey, look, if you take this faith that you have, this Jesus that you have, and you tell others, then they're going to tell others.
Yeah.
And then they're going to tell others. It's going to keep going, going, going. And
yeah.
And this is going to grow.
It multiplies.
Yeah, it multiplies. Yeah. It grows. And so God is working in that because, you know, we do not know how many people that we actually influence throughout our day.
Yeah.
We I mean, even the mindful Christian has no idea who you influence and who you've, I guess, in a sense, touched in a spiritual way. Like, you just don't. And one of those things that I think we'll find out is maybe when we get to heaven, we'll find out a little bit more of, like,
That
you mean that sermon I preached where I thought it was a real stinker?
Yeah.
And I thought no one cared.
And they did.
And they did.
And it ministered to one, and it might have changed their whole life.
Changed their whole perspective. Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the ways. But another way is how you can impact others. So, like I was telling you when we were off the air, you know, our youth group has been growing, I think, not only in numbers, but in spiritually too.
Come on.
But one of my students is growing specifically, and I've just been thinking about, like, someone, and it's not just him, it's a bunch of kids, but someone planted a seed earlier in their life.
That's right.
I'm the one who's seeing it grow.
Yeah, what that scripture said.
I'm the one who's seeing it grow, but there's other kids who haven't had that seed planted, but I'm planting the seed.
Yes.
And then later on down the line, someone...
It'll grow. And that's scripture.
Yeah, it'll grow. And I may not even have any idea that it even happened.
Yeah.
I might have no idea that even... And same way that my students who are growing now, you know, the person who planted that seed may have not even... probably doesn't even know that this is happening.
It's good.
But, you know, we make impacts on people every day. What is your impact? Is it a
so
positive
good.
For the kingdom aspect, or is it a impact, or is it a negative?
That's so good.
You know?
And the second thing, and I'm going to talk about money, but it's more than money.
Go ahead and talk, son.
I say it to my teenagers because I give them an opportunity to invest in a missions endeavor called Speed the Light.
Yeah.
But every dollar has a story. And my question to you, Jordan, what happens when we financially invest in the kingdom of God? And I know this is like an iffy thing when we talk about the church. Like, don't talk about money, you know.
Yeah.
But no. It takes money to reach
people.
Talk
about money. Yeah, it does. You have to have money.
So my question to you is what happens when we financially invest in the kingdom of God?
Well, look at what we're doing right now. This does not, what we're doing right now doesn't happen for free.
No.
You have to pay the light bill. You have to pay whatever.
The towers.
You have to do that stuff. Yeah. You know, this takes money to do. So what happens when you financially invest in the kingdom? And this is, I had a sweet, wonderful church member who gave money for one of our kids to go to camp.
Come on.
And she paid all of it.
It's awesome.
And she said, I cannot go to camp.
Yeah.
And I can't physically go to camp. I can't physically do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I can give money so another kid, so a kid who Love wants it. To go to camp can.
Can.
And yeah. I'm like, this is taking the gospel and putting it in your finances.
Again, it says scripture at the beginning.
Yeah. It's taking the gospel and putting it in your finances, because a lot of people, they can't go to camp for whatever reasons, job, age, mobility, whatever.
Yeah.
But they can send someone who does want to go to camp and can go to camp.
And it'll change their life
forever.
And
it'll change their life. And so even though they haven't necessarily opened up their mouth and preached the gospel, they have enabled that person to go and hear the gospel preached.
So good. So, my last point is this. The level you invest is the level that God blesses.
Mm-hmm.
In Ephesians 3:20, it's my favorite scripture in the whole Bible because it talks about multiplication.
Yeah.
It says, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish, I love this word, infinitely more than we might even ask or think.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
So my last question to you to end this devotion today is, why is it so important that we invest our time, our money, and our effort into the kingdom of God?
Because I have small group leaders, and I love them. The one of the reasons this is growing, my youth group is growing, is because of them.
Yeah.
It's not growing just because I'm some great, incredible teacher.
Right.
It's growing because they're great and incredible small group leaders,
right,
and they are investing in the student's life.
Come on.
And I told them this the other night. I said, you may not think that they are listening.
But they are.
But they are, because I take these kids home in the van.
Yeah.
In the church van. And guess what? They ask me questions.
Love it.
And so you are investing your time. You are investing your money, even though you may not be putting money specifically in an offering plate. You're using your gas. You're using your time, your money to make an impact in these kids' lives. And you will have a fruitful harvest. Just remain faithful. And so that's the importance of all that, is remaining faithful and understanding that God is going to use us, and he will honor our efforts, and he will bring about his kingdom through this. So that's the importance of it, and that's something that I want my youth to do. When my youth get old enough and they get to be in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s, and they start having families of their own, I want them to invest in kids that were once their age, or that, you know, when they were once their age. I want them to invest in kids. If you have a thriving children's ministry and youth ministry, you have a thriving everything.
Yeah.
Invest.
That's right.
Your time, your money, everything.
Well, let me pray for you right now. God, we come to you and we pray, God, that we would become people of multiplication, not just addition. That we would invest our time, our money, our effort into people, into your ministry, into what's important to you. Lift them up and touch them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The Varsity Athlete Interview.
I love this part of the show because today I get to be with some of the coolest kids in Brindley Mountain.
What up?
Colton Hall.
Colton.
And Carly Westbrook. Carly's, she's so kind.
Yeah.
She's so kind.
You messed
my,
up. You
I know. Up. My heart is broken.
You done messed up,
Aaron.
Because
I feel like I just messed up and I wanted to set such a good standard for Carly. I'm going to have Carly back just to try
you
again. Carly, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I would like to publicly apologize to how many ever are here.
Well, let's go ahead and give context. You messed up her burger. She said she wanted nothing but cheese,
and
right?
She was such a sport and that then, she ate it anyway.
Yeah, and you did everything but cheese.
But cheese.
Yeah.
No, there was cheese on it.
Oh, there was?
Okay.
So
the cheese came in.
A little bit of redemption.
Right.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Colton, I'm glad I got your
show. Colton was like, my burger was delicious.
Colton, this will be your only show because I got your burger right. Yeah. I've got to make things up to Carly.
Sorry about that.
Hey, anyway, we are so glad to have you, Coach Cagle. He hooked me up with you guys, and I really like Coach Cagle. I love the coaches at Brindley Mountain, and one of the benefits of being on the varsity is getting to talk to him, Coach Mabry, Coach Garner, Coach Kelly, Coach Cagle. I'm trying to think the other one, Coach
Lemons.
Lemons is hilarious. He's one of the funniest guys ever. But they have a phenomenal coaching staff. And so, guys, before I start talking about your coaches, tell me about your sports and when you started them and what made you know that you were good at it or you were interested. We'll start with you, Carly, since I blew it. Anyway.
I played like 2 or 3 years in rec ball, but I didn't really like it. I like cheer better, but... I did cheer for my first year in junior high, and then I quit cheer and tried basketball because I was always, like, in the stands cheering, and I was like, I could do that. Like, I could be more aggressive than them are.
Nice.
And,
wow.
And so I tried out.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
And so I tried out, and then I've played since then.
That's what was going on in her head.
What's your jersey number?
I'm 10.
Come on.
Nice. Rock and roll.
So like do you do cheerleading still?
No.
No.
So just basketball.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. She likes to punch people in the face. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aggressive. Be aggressive. Colton, tell us about your story, man.
I played basketball when I was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And then I just been playing ever since. And then hasn't stopped. And then track. I try out for cross, too, in 7th grade. I like that, just running. And then I did track and also like that and just kept doing it.
So you like to run for the fun of it.
Yeah, I guess. Keeps me in shape.
Colton, you are a truly blessed man if you like to run for fun. Yeah. I appreciate
not when you're being chased.
I appreciate like those who do that. I do appreciate the ones who do that, because I don't. And so the lack of me doing it, I'm sure, gives you more.
You're very inspirational.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they put a piece of hot wings in front of you or something?
Yeah.
They need to.
No. Would you run faster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and around, you know, and at this event, there's going to be a pack of wild dogs on the cross country. And they're just
You better get it.
Yeah, you better get after it.
You better get at it.
That 40 time's got to go down.
So what's your favorite sport? Because I think each of you play like 3.
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Whoa.
Nice. She likes to spike on people.
So you do basketball and volleyball. Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Colton? Cool.
Just basketball.
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 What position are you, Colton?
I was the point guard this year, but nice. Probably go to the shooting guard next year.
Little Michael Jordan over here.
Nice.
Yeah, like nice. That. Anyway, okay, I was talking about your coaches and how impactful and awesome they are at Brindley Mountain and the caliber of coaches they have there. They're really transformational. They're amazing. So when I say this name, I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind, maybe a quote. Maybe something you'll never forget about this coach. Colton, I want you to tell me about Seth Kelly.
Man, you better be talking in the gym where he's going to say, a quiet gym's a losing gym. And then we'll have to run for it with our hands over our heads yelling, a quiet gym's a losing gym over and over.
Nice.
A quiet gym is a losing gym.
If we don't be talking on defense or just talking in general.
By the way, Jordan, they have one of their best seasons in basketball.
That's nice.
Ever this last year, correct?
Yeah, last year.
What was y'all's record?
18-11,
which is a big deal.
That's awesome.
It really is. That's a huge progression, especially in Marshall County. It's a hard place to be.
Yes, it is.
Carly, tell me about Coach Martin.
She's hard. She's
what's hard about Coach Martin?
She doesn't let you go easy. She pushes you at practice.
Now is that your basketball or volleyball?
Volleyball.
Okay, volleyball. Okay. Gotcha.
Joe Cagle.
I don't know. I mean, he's a really cool coach. He's a very good person to talk to. Just, I've known him for long now, just this year.
Yeah.
Ready for next year.
Do you have Kegel?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Kegel.
He'd joke around with you, but when you step over the line, it's serious. He wants you to be a better player, but then he'll be your friend after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to go one more with Carly. Carly, and I love this guy. We've had him on the show probably 3 times. Coach Mabry. Coach Mabry. This guy can play the spoons. This is your kind of guy. Like, he can play anything.
This is your kind of guy, Jordan.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
These athletic things is not your thing, but the spoons. You know spoons.
I figured you would. Like, I look at you, I think of, like, hillbilly instruments. Like, washboard. And, yeah. Like, the, you know...
I was hoping. That's the kind of, that's the vibe I was hoping to put off.
You're putting it off.
It's, yeah. I'm really good at pole vaulting.
No.
I love spoons. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see. I will remember this forever, Seth.
I want to see you do all that. Every one of those things. So, Carly, tell me about Coach Mabry.
He's a jokester. He likes to joke around.
Yes.
He's very encouraging. He doesn't let you, like, get down, especially if I come off the court or any other girl comes off the court with their head down. He doesn't matter if we're in a close game. He's going to make sure he picks you back up before you sit down on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Mabry. Every time he's in here, there's a few coaches. You'd be sitting here just taking quote after quote after quote. Mabry is one of those guys. He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And even if, like, he gets on you in the game, he'll make sure to come up and hug you after the game and be like, you're still one of my players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Colton, I guess this is... So, tell us about practice. What is your favorite drill in every sport? And what's your least favorite drill? So, you go first. And then, Carly, I want to hear yours.
For basketball, 3-on-2, 2-on-1.
It's your favorite.
It's my favorite. The worst? I don't know. It's a conditioning drill. It's 20s.
Oh, yay. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like 2 down and backs and, like, yep. And less than a minute. You got to do it for 20 minutes straight.
Yep.
That's bad.
I mean, you're cross country.
Yeah, still.
Are you the fastest player on the team, do you think?
Nah.
No?
He's okay. Working it.
I have the best stamina, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, if you're doing 20s, then you're going to... Everyone on there is going to have good stamina if you're doing 20.
Courtney!
Yeah.
My favorite would be probably King of the Court, and then my least favorite would be Birmingham Southern.
Explain those two drills.
Okay, so King of the Court would be like there's 3 teams of 4, and you have a team on, like, this side of the court, a team in the middle, and a team on that side of the court. And, like, you go, so say I face and go against your team. If I win, I turn around and go back to this team. And if you continue to win, you keep on playing. Wow. If you lose, you stay at the end of that court. And then Birmingham Southern it's like a layup drill. So you start at the corner, and then you go all the way down and shoot a layup. And then you come back on this side of the court, you do that again. And then you go down, do a jump shot, do that on the other side. Go down, do a 15-footer, go back and do it again, and then you do that on the left side.
Wow.
All right, so Carly, I have a question about volleyball.
Okay.
All right, have you ever, and yet this is brutal, this is time to be honest, have you ever spiked the volleyball into someone's face?
I have a follow-up to that.
If so, who was it? Can we get them to call in on the show?
I don't know if I've hit it in their face. I think I've, like, hit it, like, right here, and it bounces in their face.
That counts.
Yeah.
That counts. Wow.
Follow-up. Did you mean to?
Ooh.
No.
Don't lie, Carly.
I bet you did.
Don't you lie. We see your eyes right
got
now.
Got that killer instinct. I like it.
Jeez.
I like it.
Okay, maybe just a little bit.
Ah!
We knew it. We can see. We see it all. Yeah. All right, Colton, I have a question. So playing basketball, obviously a very physical game. Have you ever just absolutely, like, gotten a charge and you were like, that was 100% not a charge, and you completely disagreed with the ref?
Oh, Susamore. It was against Susamore at our place.
He knew the team.
He knows the ref's name.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think I passed it, and then they got a turnover, and I was running back on defense. I got their set, ready to take a hit, and it, or no, I was going up for the layup. The dude went up. He was still moving by the time I went up, and he fell, and then they caught a charge on me, and then they got the ball.
Made you so mad a bit.
Oh, it made me mad.
Did y'all win that game?
We lost by 13.
Yep, that would have gotten under my skin too.
I was there before he did.
You ever thrown some elbows? You down low?
Nah, but I got an elbow to the eye one game.
Oh, what? Nice. Okay.
Wow.
All right. I'm just toughing you up.
You didn't ask Carly if she's thrown any elbows.
Well,
I think I've thrown bodies more than
I have. I'm looking at Carly. I'm seeing MMA over here.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Right? Let the bodies hit the floor.
Steven, I know you got footage of her like throwing people down, and we can add that back.
Oh, is this a wrestling match? No, this is a basketball game. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Elbow drop.
Tossing people.
Jeez, I
love
Carly.
It. I love it.
Follow up. Let's never play pickup basketball with
Carly.
Let's
not get her burger order wrong again, or else she's going to do that.
What? It's amazing. I didn't get suplexed when she came in the door.
I'm coming for you, Seth.
Miracle. Don't get my burger wrong.
I don't mean to give you such a manly voice. You don't have one, but that's just
no.
I'm coming for you. You don't sound like that at all, just so you... If you go back, is that really what I sound like? No, you don't. You do not sound like that at all.
So... How do you... I think mental preparation's a big deal for a game, for a match, for a meet. How do you prepare or deal with the nerves pre-game, any sport, pre-game? How do you get yourself past the emotions?
Bus ride.
What do you do on that bus ride that gets you past it?
I normally just sit in the seat by myself and listen to music. Or watch TV. Just do something by yourself so it takes your mind off of it.
Yeah. And if anybody messes with her, she just...
chunks him out the bus window.
There it is!
Good night. I was going to say go make him sit in another seat, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Colton?
Why do the sweet approach when you can do the violent approach?
It's much more fun to record and watch over and over again. Colton!
Listen to music. Get your mind off the game.
What music do you listen to?
Anything.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
All right, I like it. So
like elevator music or...
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Carnival music.
Yes. That's what's going on in Carly's ears before she suplexes
this
somebody.
This is fun to toss people around and elbow some fools.
It really would be. So what is shooting guard?
Oh, you're mainly a shooter.
You're the shooting guard in basketball. Okay.
So you drain some threes, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Sorry. I saw that as a separate thing.
And you're a point guard, but you said you're moving to shooting guard this year?
Our point guard from last year, or the team when we were good, like when we went 18 wins.
Yeah.
He tore his ACL during football season.
No.
Ah, bummer.
So he sat out most of the basketball season, so I had to run the one. And then since he's coming back next year for hopefully healthy, I'll move to the two. He'll move to the one.
Okay, so would you rather drain a three or get an assist?
Depends on the assist. It got to be like a nice pass, like about
If we're talking like not just like a dumpy little dopey pass that gets kind of and just so happens to get there. We're talking about like a cool, sweet.
Well, if it's a three to like win the game, then another three. But
obviously, a three to win the game is going to win.
But in the middle, in the middle of the game, probably a assist behind the back or something.
Nice. I like that. I like that.
Carly, I saw that you can tumble.
Uh-oh.
Is that true?
She can also make others tumble.
Steven, we're going to have to make a TikTok after this show and see Carly tumble.
Ooh, right? I just got on TikTok. I'm one of the cool kids now.
Anyway, but you say, I was asking, who's your most inspirational person, Carly? And you said it was your mom. Tell me why, how.
Her strength, her determination. She does so many crazy things after work that I just am like, you need to sit down. I know you're tired.
Give us an example.
I mean, I come home from school. She gets home like 30 minutes after us, and she has the house clean, cooked dinner, put dishes away, has the laundry done, all in the matter of 45 minutes.
That's a good mama.
There you go, Jordan.
What?
Those things you said to your wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when my wife got pregnant, I was like, who's going to do all this?
guys.
It ain't me.
Probably not the best thing you need to say. Mine is currently pregnant, so it's things I'm not going to say. But your favorite movie is Purple Hearts. Mm-hmm. Explain that.
What is Purple Hearts?
It's about this girl. She has diabetes, and she can't afford her insulin. And so she finds this guy who's going into the Marines, and they pretty much like do a fraud marriage. So because if they're married, when he goes in there, he collects extra money. And so then he can help her pay for her insulin. And he used to be like a drug dealer or like on drugs. And he was in debt with his drug dealer, and he had to pay his money off. And then they fell in love, and it was like a true love, not any more fraud. And it's a good movie.
Wow.
Okay. Cool.
Wow. Kind of like The Bachelorette, right?
Just like it.
Just like it. No. Colton, who's your greatest inspiration?
My dad.
Why?
Man, he's a tough guy. He won't let one little thing stop him. He's always been there since I was a baby. So he will always be there for me when I need it.
Love
That's awesome.
It. Love it. Love it.
So who's your favorite athlete, like in any sport?
Oh no. You
don't know?
No, I got no.
Man, when I was a kid, it was like Michael Jordan or Ken Griffey Jr.
All day long.
Yeah, all day long.
All day long.
Do you have a favorite athlete?
No.
Herself.
Yeah, herself.
Do you have a favorite professional wrestler there?
Yeah. The Bella Twins.
Carla.
From WWE.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Follow-up question.
Okay, so
If you were a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
What would your wrestling name be, Carly?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Well, you think about that. Colton, I'm coming back to you, Carly. Carly, if you...
Well, I think Colton needs to ask the same. I think we need to ask, what would your wrestling name be, Colton?
Colton, if you were Carly's wrestling manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got no clue.
Carly, come on.
I think I'm going to call her the Hit Stick is what I'm going to call her. Hit Stick, like in when you're playing a video game.
I
want
to hear when Carly comes
out. You know what I'm talking about when you play Madden and you got the Hit Stick? That's the Hit Stick right there. Hit Stick.
Intimidator.
What's your last name, Carly?
The Intimidator.
Westbrook. Huh?
Westbrook.
Westbrook. Carly the Hit Stick Westbrook.
Come on.
That is a great wrestling name. You come out, you know, and you're just...
That was a solid question.
That was a great question.
I've never asked that question.
We're
going
to have to ask that to the... Well, she made it easy because, you know, she almost killed you when you got your burger wrong. And then...
Have you ever got someone's burger wrong?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I have. So, Burger Slayer.
Yeah.
Burger Slayer. There it is. Colton, your favorite movie is Coach Carter.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
That is a great movie.
Does that fire you up for what you do?
Oh, he's a tough coach.
He is.
Yeah.
Very tough.
Yeah.
Sammy L.
And so for fun, you play video games. So what do you play, Colton?
Call of Duty.
And Call 2K. Of Duty.
And what else?
2K. NBA 2K.
Nice. I'm really terrible at Call of Duty and 2K.
And Carly, she does little flips everywhere.
Yeah, Hit Stick over there.
Hit Stick. Hit Stick.
Carly Hit Stick Westbrook. That's a great name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I like it.
I love it. So when you're, Coach Carter, I'll tell you something about Coach Carter. I saw that in theaters back when it came out. So I'm one of those old people who actually used to go to movie theaters and watch movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to a movie theater this weekend.
Come on.
It'll be the first time I'm going to see the Super Mario Brothers movie with my youth group. Because we're cool.
Pretty solid.
I don't mean to brag.
Pretty solid.
We're cool. We're going to see Mario.
I like that.
I like Mario. I think it looks fun.
I do too.
Yeah.
So, Carly, it is your junior year going into your senior year. And I think I saw you want to be a nurse.
Pediatric.
Nice.
Pediatric nurse. Totally got it wrong in my head. I thought she'd want to be a professional wrestler after this conversation.
I mean, you might. The dreams can change.
And then Colton, you're a junior going on your senior year, and you want to be what?
I don't know
yet. You want to do what?
I want to do real estate.
Real estate! Nice! I like it.
I like it, too. So what is y'all's goal for your upcoming season? Like, what's your senior season? What's your goal? Senior season. I said season twice.
That's a whole lot of season.
I'm dumb. What's your goal for your senior season?
Leave a good reputation for the girls coming up.
That's
a great goal. I like that goal. That's a good one.
Teach,
what about you, Colton?
Save for the boys.
Nice. I like it.
So, say for Carly, she wants to teach everybody how to fight well.
Yeah, she's going to she's gonna teach him. She's going to take everybody
fight well.
Suplex City.
This is a choke clip slam. Yeah.
Hit
this
stick.
This is an elbow drop.
Yeah, I'm seeing
it. The five-knuckle shuffle.
There it is! Yeah,
I'm seeing it. Sorry, I'm seeing it now. Like your clothesline is called the hit stick. Like, I love it.
I love it.
I love it, too.
So,
this is great.
Follow-up question for the fun part of this show. Tell us about an embarrassing moment that you guys might have had, experience, gone through.
You can go first.
My mom's probably watching. She can probably type one.
Hey, Colton's mom, please spill some deeds on him.
She did it last year. Forgot what it was.
So you've been here before.
Yeah, with lemons and chances.
Yeah.
I was not here.
Well, then,
but
give us another story.
I don't know one.
Give us a story.
I don't know.
You ever run somebody over with a golf cart? Okay. We've heard that one before.
We've heard that
one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Come on. There are some violent people who come to this show.
Yeah. That is true.
Okay, I have a good question. If you could vacation anywhere in the world, money was not an issue, you could vacation anywhere, where would you go?
Hawaii.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Carly. Probably the Bahamas.
Bahamas. Nice. What about you, Seth? Where would you go? I'm conducting this interview now.
Italy.
Nice.
Italy. I've been to the Bahamas.
Is it good?
Yes. Yeah. But it's not as good as I thought it'd be. But yeah.
It's not as good. I mean, what do you mean it's not as good as you thought it'd be?
Anyway.
What? What happened?
Follow up.
No. Well, yeah, anyway, that's yeah. my follow up. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
Someone die?
No. I enjoyed Cozumel, Mexico better than I did the Bahamas. I just said
you got
that.
Hooked up with the Bahamian.
Well, they were
mafia.
Cruises. They were cruises.
Oh, it was a cruise.
Anyway,
that's your fault.
So I know. Well, I mean, the cruise was great. I just like the location. Anyway, so I didn't get your embarrassing story, Carly. And I know you have one.
That's because she didn't want to tell you.
Well, she wrote one down.
Uh oh.
Well, in rec ball, I was like so bad. Like, I was so bad. I never got to play. And then coach finally put me in. And I remember I had a bunch of family that came and watched me, even though I probably wasn't even going to get to play that game. And I got the ball and I shot it on the wrong goal. And the only basket I made was the one on the wrong goal.
Boom! Yeah!
The entire season, only basket I ever made.
Yes! And look at this. Look, she repaired her heart.
Yeah.
After a devastating blow.
Yeah.
What an overcoming story that was.
I like it. How old were you?
Probably like 6, 7.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're a little kid. It's okay. Mean, it happens, you know?
It's okay.
My son's 1.5. He couldn't, I mean, like, he tries to, like, you know, make a shot, and I block all of them, man. No mercy.
Jordan, that's hurtful.
No, it's not hurtful.
I'll make it tough.
Look, daddy's going to retire early, okay? So we're going to make him a phenom.
I do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
For my little brother.
Yeah, you got to. You have to. There's no mercy. No mercy in Mario Kart. No mercy in sport.
That's right.
I have struck out my son so many times.
Yes.
He is terrible
and
at baseball.
And he's one?
He's one. He's
no
terrible.
Mercy. Look, he's Carly's like, you're heartless.
I
You're
make
heartless.
Him, and when he strikes out, I'm like, go to the corner. I'm kidding. I don't do that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ruthless in my house.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. He's gonna make me my money, though.
One day.
One day. He'll be a first-round pick. Make me all that money.
So, y'all hilarious. You got me stumped for a minute.
I didn't do anything, Seth.
What is,
don't blame me.
What is your expectation for your senior year, sports and everything else? What do you want to see happen?
I don't really have an expectation. I just want to have fun. Whatever happens.
And this goes for basketball and volleyball. You're cool. Obviously going to state or something like that would be rock and roll, but you know. Okay, what about you?
Win area again.
Win area. Nice.
We lost in the first, like, we lost to Susamore this year, and last year we beat them in the championship, so it's going to be, hopefully we can win it again tomorrow, or next year.
So Susamore is your rival?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, the moment I said, have you ever gotten mad at a ref, he was like, Susamore. I mean, he knew the exact charge that they missed, so yeah, that's how you make a rival.
So Ashley Marie Mathay. Is that how you say? Mathay. I says that's because Colton can't beat me. He gangs up on his brother. You want to explain that comment?
No.
No comment?
No comment.
There will not be an explanation. There will be action.
She's
though.
Wrong.
She's wrong.
She's wrong.
Is that your sister?
That's my mom.
Your mom.
Ah, yeah. I love it. I love it.
Nice.
My mom used to beat me in basketball, too, because she played on the high school team, and she was really good.
And I broke my mom's finger.
What?
That's heartless.
Yeah.
I told you. She's
She's got something
slap
going
stick.
On. Yeah. Hit stick. Well, slapstick's good too.
Comedy.
Oh yeah, yeah. You could have like a little kid come out with you wrestling. That's slapstick, your hit stick. That'd be good when you're coming out. Yeah. You know. All right, a little all kid right. wrestle.
One last thing. I want you to give a statement to your team. Basically right now, maybe a word of wisdom, maybe a statement, what you want the year to be like, something like that. So think about that. If you can leave one statement of your life to your team this senior year, what is that?
Don't hold back.
I like it.
Colton?
Keep pushing.
I like it.
Love it. Well, you two guys are absolutely fantastic.
Y'all are awesome.
And we are so glad that we got to have the opportunity to have you with us. So, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Absolutely.
Now, sports analyst Greg Glasscock.
Greg. I gotta time that perfectly.
You did.
With your music.
Wow. Yeah, that's
right? Good stuff. So, Greg, I haven't talked to you in forever.
It has been a good while.
And I'm worried sick about you. And so I need to know, are there even sports going on? How's everything going in Marshall County right now?
Well, I tell you what, I don't think we have talked since right before the Arab girls were going to play the championship down in Birmingham. I think that Tuesday was the last time we talked, and they played on a Saturday. I think that's been it. So, yeah, a lot going on. Just to recap that real quick, of course, congratulations to them for a great year, even though they came up a little bit short in the 5A title game against Pleasant Grove, but put on a great showing and a great year for the Lady Knights. Marshall County should be proud of them. And wrapping up basketball a little bit, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a couple of Gunnersville athletes that are actually up for 5A Player of the Year.
Nice.
Vivia Vandergriff trying the repeat. She won it, of course, last year. She's a finalist this year. And then on the boys' side, great talent that's actually signed on with my alma mater down in Montevallo. Brandon Fusell was also up for 5A Player of the Year. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the winners are going to be announced, I will say it's later this week, maybe even Thursday.
Nice.
So hope they do well. And, you know, I don't know what you think about this, but it always seems like when it comes to a most valuable player or player of the year, it always comes off a winning team. And I think that's always necessarily the case where the best player was on the winning team and one of Olivia's you know, competition, as you could say, is from Pleasant Grove, which won it all. So I think the odds are probably that girl will get it. But I mean, Olivia had another outstanding year. So overall, I think it was a good year of basketball in Marshall County. Of course, it always seems like to me, it's, you know, about like any other sport, it comes and goes so quick. Now, of course, we're in full tilt with spring, and matter of fact, you know, I guess we got about roughly another month, if that, left in spring sports, and it'll be about graduation time, I guess. But
yeah,
I guess the main thing to discuss is you know, soccer. At Gunnersville's doing real well. The boys are ranked second.
Wow.
They are 16-2. The girls are ranked seventh. They actually both play up in Arab tonight. What's going to be a real good one next week, which I hope is one I cover. They play a week from tonight in Boaz, and Boaz's boys are ranked third.
Wow.
So that could, you know, who knows, that could be a 2-3 matchup in the state in 5A. So,
big deal.
That'd be a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, that's big, and Boaz's program has really come a long way. They are very strong, just like Crossville is very strong, and of course Gunnersville is too. So, yeah, soccer's in full swing along with baseball and softball. I really hadn't got to see any softball this year. Baseball, I've been able to catch them play bits and pieces of a game or two. Matter of fact, they're playing this afternoon. Gunnersville is at home against Douglas. And from what I've read, Douglas has a pretty strong boys baseball program this year. Matter of fact, earlier this year, they won the Marshall County tournament in baseball. So yeah, everything's in full swing, and it's hard to believe before you know it, it'll be graduation time again.
Wow.
Yes, it will.
That went quick.
Oh, I mean,
it always goes quick.
It flies by. It flies by. You know, I used to always hear when I was younger that when you get older, time really goes by a lot faster. And
it's true.
I hate to admit it, but that's very true.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Too quick.
It just flies by. You got to enjoy it while you can, because it just goes by so quick.
Well, Greg, we always enjoy talking to you.
And, you're the man, Greg.
Hearing what's going on. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I enjoyed it, guys, and I hope y'all have a happy Easter, and let's definitely remember the resurrected one and the reason why we're able to do what we do today.
Yes, sir.
Amen and hallelujah.
Happy Easter to y'all and your families, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, yes, talk sir. To you later, Greg.
Appreciate it, brother. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
The buzzer beater.
That sound lets you know where you can find us when this show's over, because due to popular belief, the only person who lives here is Steven. So Steven lives in the studio, but the rest of us, we actually leave.
I go home.
And you can actually find us on all the social medias. You can find us on Instagram.
At Varsity Radio Show.
You can find us at Facebook.
At Varsity Radio Show.
You can find us on the Twitter.
At Varsity Radio 885.
Steven. On TikTok at Varsity Radio Show.
And podcasts everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, iHeart Radio. You can find us everywhere. Hey, we also want to tell you about the people who fuel the Varsity. It's the Charburger, the home of the famous Char-Grilled Wildcat Burger, Philly cheesesteak, jumbo crispy onion rings. Even when you get the order right, it's still good. Wrong. It's still good. That's the Charburger. And then B&B Video Games. It is a video game retail store in the front, 80-style arcade in the back. That's B&B Video Games. Hey, we are so glad that you chose to spend your Tuesday with us and these incredible athletes, Colton and Carly. They are amazing. They are amazing. And we hope that you'll come back and join us next Tuesday, 2:30 to 4:30, same varsity time.
Same varsity
channel.
Same
varsity place.
Channel.
Whatever. See you here, 88.5 JFM.